This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Yeah, that Home Depot story is interesting.
Yeah, it's not going away.
No, it's not going away. A couple thoughts on that, number one. You know, new size.
Is that plural for?
Is it like I still niece? Can't figure that out. Is it niece and noose? New size? Nooses?
It's
new
like goose
size?
And geese.
Is it good? Like, they're not always racial. You know, they used to hang people with that. The hangman, the noose, and the hangman game weren't always used in a racial context throughout history.
Yeah, but it's goofy.
Well, I agree. No, I agree. If he was purposely doing a noose, it's goofy. It also doesn't mean that he had the mens rea to commit a hate crime.
Right.
Right? So, I mean, that's the part, but it doesn't matter anymore because as long, if you just do it and somebody's triggered, that's enough now for you to just be arrested and taken away for the rest of your life. You know what I mean? So, like, people used to tie a noose, not being racially intent, as kids or something like that, and then make jokes about, you know, like the marshal hanging them in town, the old westerns. Remember the westerns used to do that with the guys? They'd hang them in the center of town. Or you'd have in Brave, those movies where you give the hangman money.
Yeah.
And there's songs about hangmen too. You know, the hangman, the old thing was that you'd pay him and he would put the noose on the left side of your neck. This way your neck would snap and then you would die quickly versus.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's, no, this was a whole thing. Yeah. This was the form of punishment in Europe for a long time was hanging, was death by hanging. Kings used to order hanging all the time. In fact, do you remember the saying from the founders when they talked about the revolution? We will all stand together or we will all hang together.
Yes, including Betsy Ross faced possible execution if she had been caught.
Yes. I always preferred, though, the drawn and quartering. I always
absolutely.
Thought that was
that's,
way
that's
more fun.
Much, that's much,
much more fun.
Much more fun. Yeah.
Absolutely. Tar and feathering was always fun. It's always
good.
A good
yep.
one, too.
Yep.
So in other words, okay, if the guy was trying to do, and I'm not defending this, obviously, I don't go out and tie nooses in Home Depot, but let's assume for a second he was. Let's assume he was tying this and he said, oh, look, it's a noose, and put it back on the shelf. Let's assume that for a minute. That doesn't necessarily then mean he was trying to intimidate anybody racially and commit a hate crime, right?
True. I just, you know, here's the thing. If you don't, first of all, what are you doing? Like playing with the rope.
I agree.
He says he was building a canopy, which is rope and wood. They're very popular right now.
Well, you can buy, you're allowed to buy rope. It's legal.
You're allowed to buy rope.
Yes.
But when you're in the Home Depot, like my boys, you know, with Patrick, they want to play with the rope. Put it back the way you found it.
And these are excellent. It's excellent advice going forward. The question of whether or not then that should rise to a crime if you don't becomes the issue. And I, for one, don't think necessarily it should, unless the guy's intent was to intimidate people by putting a noose in the aisle. But I don't think why would anybody do that? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Makes no sense.
It's goofy.
Yeah, like
it's a low energy hate crime is what it is, if that's what it is. So the Delaware State Police said there's probably not going to be any charges against him. However, and this is the big however, the women who were calling the manager over and over again, threatening him, they may face charges.
Wouldn't that be the ultimate irony?
They may face charges for harassment because they kept calling the manager and screaming about why aren't you doing something about the screaming. So the Delaware State Police said that about the, isn't that something? So funny times in which we live. I'm just saying you have to have what's called mens rea. And this is an important part of criminal justice reform. Something I've long said and always believed. You have to have the state of mind to commit a crime. We have too many laws in this country that go all throughout levels. And if your state of mind is not, I was trying to break the law, it doesn't matter because the old argument is you have to know the law, right? That's the old saying. Well, the ignorance of the law is no excuse. Problem is we got thousands and thousands and thousands of laws. And so the efforts by people who are the few people in the Republican and Democrat Party who work together on this stuff, guys like Mike Lee and Rand Paul, and then guys like Ron Wyden and others, is to say, look, if you don't know you were committing a crime, even though there's a rule or a regulation in place, you can't be charged with something. We gotta get moved past this now. So the mens rea is important. And I don't know if there's a crime against tying a rope in the form of a noose. You know what I mean? I don't know if there's actually a crime on that. There's a crime against possibly doing things that intimidate people. But the actual act of just tying a rope into a shape that offends somebody, I don't believe is against the law.
Yeah, I mean, who knows if he thought it was funny or what. He says he was trying different knots, but there were not other knots.
Right.
And a noose is, I mean, if you look at the video and the pictures of it, he took some time there. I'm surprised somebody from home, usually they come up and go, can I help you? Like what, you know, if I were walking by
really,
that.
You get, in those stories, they always ask you for help?
Oh. Yes.
Oh, well, that's because you look like you look. No, that's the reason.
Thank you.
Come
but
on.
No, they're always helpful. They always say, can I help you? So if I saw, let me tell you something.
By the way, nobody ever helps me in those stories.
Can
no
I help
way.
You?
No,
if,
yeah.
If I were, I'm in
Home Guys run yeah, exactly. if you ask, right?
Yeah.
They run.
It's true.
If I were in Home Depot, which I am at least three times a week, if I were in there and I saw that, I would untie it. And if
you,
I were
you
there
would
with the boys,
okay.
untie that.
Boys, untie that.
Untie that. What the heck?
But first,
I don't know if it's a hate crime. You know what I mean?
Boys, untie that rope. Untie that.
But first, Purell your hands.
Yeah, absolutely. No, Purell afterwards. Yeah.
First,
yeah,
all right, boys, first of all, take the oxygen mask off for a second. You're going to have to breathe some air here for a minute. And take the gloves off and get out of the body bubble suit. Now, look, I mean, it's also possible that he but the question is, is there racial motive behind it? If there isn't, what's the crime? Where's the crime? Tell me what the crime is. I'd like to know. That's my question. Where's the crime? I'm serious now. What is the crime if there's no racial motive behind doing that? Even if your motive was to tie a noose, that doesn't mean it's racial necessarily. So
true.
If I play the game Hangman at the schoolyard, like we used to play when we were kids.
Absolutely.
Is that a hate crime?
Yes.
Well, now it probably
would be.
Is, right?
Now it would be.
I used to play that game all the time when I was a kid. I never thought it was racist. I never thought it was a racial game in any way, shape, or form because it was the Hangman. And so now is that game, does that mean that you play that game? You've committed a hate crime?
It sounds like it, right?
I think so, right? Right? Because somebody could say you're doing it to intimidate people, therefore that game should be illegal. Should we ban that game? I think we should ban that game, right?
No, I think this is a slippery slope. I've had the school call and said when the kids were younger, he was talking about a gun. It's like, well, he's a boy. You know, he had a stick and he's talking. So I think it's a slippery slope, but I just think you're a grown up, you're in a Home Depot, you were hired to make a canopy with a rope. What are you doing tying a noose and then leaving it? In these times,
I agree. In these times
creepy.
In which we live, you tying a noose is a dumb idea.
Yeah.
Is it a criminal idea, though?
No, I don't think they can. I don't know how they could possibly prove a crime.
Thank you. That's my point. That's my
goofball.
Point, because you got to have the intent to do something. I don't believe this idea of just going, well, somebody could be offended by that. Yeah, somebody whose ancestor was hung in England in 1512 could also be offended by that. You know, my great-great-great-great-great Italian uncle who was hung in Sicily. For crimes or Mussolini used to hang people all the time, by the way.
How did that sound when you're great, 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 great.
Stop.
No, I'm sorry.
Stop. 6:11.
Excuse
me.
Yeah, can you make it not a little bit not for nothing, but they said my last meal would be what is it this? Where's my last meal? No wine, eh?
Great, great grandfather Buford Scioli.
Yeah, right. Wasn't there a hanging in Back to the Future Part 3?
Buford Tannen,
Dawn.
High time for a hanging. You know, he tried to hang Marty McFly.
High time for a hanging. High time for a hanging.
Yep.
Now, I don't think that was, you know. And then, of course, there's the old thing about how they killed Mussolini. They strung him up. They strung him up by his neck. I was there that the beautiful day. They were strung up at the fascist SOB. You know what I mean? I said, excuse me.
That's so wrong.
I'm going to sing happy birthday in Italian. Give me a second here, but my ribs hurt first. 855-839-1210. Let's go to Al in Newfield. Al, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. You mentioned this morning in connection with the news story that the mens rea requirement, that's been eroded. There's a thing called strict liability, drug-induced death. It's a very common crime. It's just like a parking ticket. You did it. You go to jail. It doesn't matter.
Is that the kind of America you want? You did it. You go to jail, whether you knew it was a crime or not.
You don't need a culpable mental.
I'm asking you if I'm asking you if that's the kind of America you want to live in, where you did something and now you go to prison, whether or not you knew it was a crime or not. Is that the America you want?
No, it's not. I despise it.
So why would you want that?
It's out there. You're saying that there's mens rea. That's in a first year law book. When you get to the third year, you realize.
Are you an attorney?
Why would that be relevant?
I've never been to law school. You're claiming to know what's in a first-year law book. I'm asking you if you're an attorney. It's a relevant question based on the fact that you're...
Well, I read books, and I suggest you read a book now.
All right, I will get on that. I'll read a book. I don't like to read. To be honest with you, I like books on tape. I don't like to read. I get distracted by reading. I get bored. Can I do an audio book?
So you have you feel no duty to educate your people out there listening.
No, I feel no... I feel no duty to educate myself. Sir,
how do you do that without any books?
Thank you. Right, you're proving my point. I like movies. I like videos. Right? You there? Hello? Is this thing on? Okay, Al. Thanks for the call. Listen, it's been great. Happy Friday, bud. Have a good day. Like I said, the effort to reform the federal law to make mens rea part of the issue when you commit a crime is very important because there are thousands and thousands of laws on the books now. We can't even count. Do you know that the Congressional Budget Office once tried to do a count of how many federal rules, regulations, and laws are on the books, just federal, and they could not do it. They couldn't do it. It was just too many. They had to stop. They had to stop counting. And unfortunately, the problem is that if you accidentally are out fishing and you somehow or another wind up trapping a lobster that is endangered, you can go to prison for that, even though you didn't know the lobster was endangered or that the law was even on the books. That's where the mens rea piece comes into it. The reform of that would say you had to know it was a crime. You had to have the intent to commit the crime. Otherwise, you made a mistake, and which is a bit different than obviously breaking the law, because no reasonable person can know all the laws that are out there anymore. But mens rea also has to apply in situations like this. Was it your goal? Was it your intent to racially intimidate somebody, to racially harass somebody? And if it wasn't, then there's no crime. Also, here's another question, too. If it was your idea to racially intimidate somebody, you also have a First Amendment right to do that. That doesn't mean that you can actually hurt somebody. And this is the problem where you get into with these things. If the guy had tweeted a picture of a noose, does that then mean he goes to prison? Where do you go with this line? Where do you go? And I'm not suggesting anybody should do this stuff. Don't misunderstand me. I'm just simply saying that we're going down in this country a very dangerous path where speech is about to become criminalized. Whether you had the intent to hurt somebody's feelings or not is going to be relevant. Whether the speech should be protected or not is irrelevant. Somebody who hangs a noose in their front yard, that's not going to be considered freedom of speech as a Halloween decoration. You know as well as I do, that's going to wind up being brought up on federal or state hate crime charges. If not now, then in the very, very near future. And on The View, the Chief Justices on The View, they've decided now that the chant of "send her back" should be hate speech. That should put people in prison. And again, I'm not endorsing that chant either. My only point here is that you got to be real careful with this stuff before we just start locking people up for things that they didn't have the intent to actually even do, or whether it's just speech that you can be taken out of context one way or the other. There's a big difference in doing something purposely to intimidate somebody based on their race, which nobody should ever do, obviously. But there's a big difference between that and then doing something else that somebody can interpret as being offensive to their race. That's the line that has to be respected there. Otherwise, we're going to go down this road here, and it's going to be that my jokes wind up becoming crimes because somebody's offended, because I'm sure somebody's offended all the time. 855-839-1210. But the ladies of The View, they've said now, why can't the president, in fact, the president, be charged with a hate crime over that "send her back" chant? I kid you not. I'll share more of that with you as the show unfolds. But the president had this to say about the chant, by the way. The "send her back" chant. Take a listen.
Why did you ask them to stop saying that?
Well, number one, I think I did. I started speaking very quickly. It really was a loud... I disagree with it, by the way. But it was quite a chant. And I felt a little bit badly about it. But I will say this. I did, and I started speaking very quickly. But it started up rather fast, as you probably noticed.
So you'll tell your supporters never to...
Well, I would say that. I was not happy with it. I disagree with it. But again, I didn't say that. They did. But I disagree.
Now, you know who's killing him over this, by the way? David Duke. David Duke, the white supremacist David Duke. That guy. You remember when the president was asked whether or not he denounced David Duke? You remember the media attention over that? Do you think the media today will talk about how all the white supremacists are furious that the president denounced that chant? You think that'll make it in the news coverage today? I have a feeling it won't. But I denounced the chant too yesterday as well. And I said this to you, I guarantee you that those were just people in the crowd. It was not a campaign thing, and the president may not have even heard it, and if he did, he wouldn't even like it, and he didn't stop and let the chant go on, and I said that. And I was right, by the way.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.